Good morning, this is Bella and Lauren with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, CFMEU strikes have continued for a second day as protesters voice their discontent surrounding the decision to put the union into administration being upheld on Wednesday. The protests began yesterday, with unionists walking off job sites in response to the High Court's decision to reject claims made by former CFMEU officials that efforts put into the construction wing of the union under government administration were unconstitutional and infringed on an implied right to the freedom of political communication. Protests will cause traffic delays between 5 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. in the Brisbane CBD and in Fortitude Valley, as demonstrations take to the streets today.
The diversity requirement for the Olympic Games Organising Committee Board to have at least 50% women and one Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander director is set to be repealed by the Queensland Government. According to the Department of State Development, Infrastructure and Planning, this bill to remove specific requirements, including the diversity clause, would enhance efficiency and effectiveness. The executive director of QUT's Corumba Institute, Professor Chelsea Watergo, states that this is an appalling decision, as Queensland will be under the international microscope and the government has to consider what this decision might convey about how Indigenous peoples and women are viewed in this country.
In national news, Bujumbala National Park in the Gulf of Carpentaria is set to reopen in July after more than a two-year closure due to intense flooding in 2023. The National Park has received $13 million investments from the Queensland Government in order to reopen, with Principal Ranger Marnie Organistan stating that the funding was equally split between visitor and maintenance infrastructure repair. Wanyihi Native Title Aboriginal Corporation CEO Michael Miller welcomed visitors back into the park in preparation for the reopening, with Mr. Miller and Elder Evelyn Johnny planning to personally greet visitors and provide insights to provide understanding into Wanyi culture.
Amid a global shortage of chocolate, demands have risen significantly for Australian cacao. Australian-produced chocolate is usually above the cost of the imported product. However, with supply shortages in the major West African chocolate-producing countries, importation prices are soaring, leaving local cacao farmers to be the next best thing. With far northern Queensland cacao farmer Chris Jenke already forced to put consumers on a waiting list due to high demand, he explains that it is not just domestic consumers but international buyers wanting his product. Jenke expects that recent trends indicate further growth in the Australian industry over the next decade.
And in national news, Australia has closed its Iranian embassy, with officials and their families being told to cease operations at the embassy in Tehran as the situation deteriorates in Iran's capital. However, the Australian ambassador to Iran will stay in the region. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has issued a statement stating consular staff have been deployed to Azerbaijan to support Australians evacuating Iran. Australians living or staying in Iran are being urged to leave now if they can do so safely, or if they cannot leave safely, or if they wish to stay, to seek secure shelter in place.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with light winds throughout the day. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The river is expected to reach low tide at 11:15 a.m. today. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is on the lower end of the moderate band. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.